T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marielle Heller.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's so good to be back in Pittsburgh. It's honestly my favorite place to come. Other than the Bay Area, this is one of my favorite cities and feels like home.
Well, we just found out that Tom Hanks had a sit down with Gail King from CBS, and one of the things they talked about was you. Would you like to hear that, neighbor?
I would love to.
Yeah, take a listen. Tom Hanks just moments ago on CBS This Morning. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. That is so touching. He it's true. I mean, that story is true. But the from my perspective, when he said, oh, you directed a movie called Diary of a Teenage Girl, I'll go watch it. In my mind, I thought, sure you will, Tom Hanks. Sure, you'll go watch my movie. It made no sense to me. But that's the thing about him. He's a man of his word. Tom is somebody who, when he says, when he meets you at a backyard birthday party and says, I'm going to go watch your movie, a week later you get a phone call saying Tom Hanks watched your movie and loved it and would like to meet you and have a meeting.
It's incredible, because I think John and I both agree Tom Hanks is this generation's Jimmy Stewart. I mean, he's every man.
Yeah.
He has this incredible ability to play anyone. But I got to tell you, even as a big fan at first, I'm like, Tom Hanks is Mr. Rogers? But then I thought, well, who could play Mr. Rogers?
Who else could? Yeah, and Tom Janot is also with us, and he is the journalist who wrote the articles that prompted all of this. And Tom, what's your reaction to Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers? Because you clearly spent a lot of time with Fred Rogers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I bought in. From the first time, you know, I heard that Tom had the role, I mean, it just seemed natural and inevitable. And then the first time, you know, when I saw the movie for the first time in the summer in a screening room in New York, and I was sitting there all by myself, and that voice came out, and the way that he spoke to the audience, I felt that he was speaking to me. And that's, you know, always what Fred had. He had that amazing talent. You know, he was always speaking to you. And, you know, Tom is, you know, pulls that off in this movie.
Many journalists have tried to figure out what makes Mr. Rogers tick, or maybe they'd find some skeleton in the closet, but no one ever has. It turns out that he is who he always portrayed himself to be, and I think you found that out firsthand.
Well, you know, I never succeeded in figuring Fred out, and after a while, I just stopped trying. And I think that that's what, you know, made the story successful, and that's what, you know, ultimately made us friends. You know, I just experienced Fred, and the thing that I love about this movie is that it doesn't just, you know, show Fred, and it doesn't just capture Fred. It allows the audience to experience Fred. I mean, he is talking to them. It recreates that experience of that man, like, working on you. And that's, you know, that's who he was and what he did. And, you know, I was lucky enough to be one of the people he worked on.
Now, Mari, I know that you did the debut at the Toronto Film Festival and, of course, had the big debut in New York the other day. But you do realize that this is our movie in Pittsburgh.
You know, I said when I introduced the movie in Pittsburgh last night, I said, for all of us who made this movie, this is the night we've been the most looking forward to. And I really meant it. We made this movie here in Pittsburgh. We felt like we were welcomed with open arms to this city, and it became home for all of us while we were making this movie. And we have been talking for months as we've been finishing this movie of we can't wait to get back to Pittsburgh to share this movie with this community.
Well, we know you're busy and we're short on time at the moment, but I want to share one story with you that John Shumway, my partner, on 9/11, Pittsburgh was very close to being in the bullseye on one of those flights that ended up crashing nearby. And the question was to Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, I got a hold of Fred. He was at his place in Massachusetts, out on Cape Cod.
Nantucket.
Yeah.
Nantucket. Yeah, and I got a hold of him by phone. And I just told him, I said, Mr. Rogers, we need you right now. We need you to tell us how to talk to our kids. And he agreed to go on, and it was a phone call.
Wait till you hear this.
And I just asked him that. What do we tell our children today? And in a very busy KDKA TV newsroom, you could hear a pin drop as Fred's voice echoed from the television monitors in the room and told us all to look for the helpers. It was amazing.
Are you going to make me cry with this movie?
I'm afraid we probably will. But, you know, I looked up a quote from Fred the other day about crying, and I'll paraphrase it a little bit. But he said, for years we've said don't cry. And don't cry usually means I'm not comfortable with your emotions. I wish people instead would say, go ahead and cry. I'm here with you.
Well, we can't wait to see your beautiful film. We hear wonderful things about it. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Marielle Heller and journalist Tom Junot. See what you started with your little article 21 years ago?
Yeah, and you're definitely going to be crying. So.
And the one word...
And laughing.
Fred said to me that I will never forget is, you're so whimsical.
That's wonderful.
Well, thanks for
wonderful.
Thank you so much for being on with us. We appreciate you, and I can't wait to see the film.
Thank you for having us.
And thanks for that story. It's an amazing story.
That is absolutely an amazing story.
And for you being here, you've made today beautiful.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.